Hi all and welcome to the Truth, Honour and Integrity Show. My name's Thomas Williams. This is a March 30th update show. We're going to reveal much and hammers are coming out. Hi all and welcome to the Truth, Honour and Integrity Show. What's going on? Well, we're going to reveal quite a lot, which obviously certain people don't like and have already been interfering with the show. keep trying. Consequences of actions are now in force. I hope you like bacon because your servers will sizzle with it. And this is an example, further example of what we're doing here on this show and those connected to it. Are right over the target. It's funny, no other show gets interfered with the way ours does, and that tells you, what is an element of proof, is it not? Right, let's get into what we're going to talk about today, because there's an awful lot of BS going on. We're going to have some clarity. So, if you want to hear that ET Space Brothers and Sisters, SSP, Blue Avians, Pleiadians, the Alliance, White Hats, along with Q and Trump is coming to save you, or worse, a man coming back from the dead after 2,000 years, then this is not the show for you. I promise you, that's not happening. Although Q and Trump can play a role for and by the people, but time will tell. There is zero evidence to support this global ongoing hoax, other than statements without proof of scaremongering and control, all perpetuated by the treasonous media, both mainstream and the alt media. Hundreds and thousands of deaths being reported in the New World Order epicenter, which is New York, when boots on the ground people all over the world report little to none other than people dying of the flu. And even using their own reports, they state this statement. This flu season alone has sickened at least 19 million people across the US and led to 10,000 deaths and 180,000 hospitalizations. That's the flu, not the coronavirus. So are those figures just given not in alignment to this overblown common cold virus portrayed in the media? Where are the media and the pandemic, or is it dem panic? Maybe this show will reveal it, and why are they not reporting the full truth? Because the media, like hospitals, social services, law people, governments, agencies, military, and the police are all controlled by the same clowns, is why. All of them. A Chinese governor stated back in February, the virus out of the lab in Wuhan was all under control and quickly contained within a couple of weeks. And he went on record stating it so. Of course, the media didn't cover that. And the fact that China is now back up to 95% of production currently tells you they're back on schedule. But does anyone ask why the very country right next door to China has zero deaths, hardly any cases of coronavirus, and their country hasn't come to a standstill in any way, shape or form? That country is Russia. Why is that, you may all want to ask? But unlike these clowns, they're not pushing fear. And for those who keep asking about the plane carrying supplies from Russia to Italy, and the name on the side of it being the same as our popular Must Listen To series, no, it is not a coincidence. But this virus jumped and bizarrely went west, not east. Given most of America's trade comes from the east to the west, from China, and the trade winds and the Gulf Stream winds and all the jet stream all go west to east. That raises puzzling questions, does it not? As we're told, it's transferred by the air and close contact. But we were also given the intel on this show that the Pentagon had thousands of these coronavirus test kits in their possession back in December, which means it was before the virus started, and we're planning on selling them for billions of dollars to the American public until we stopped it. That reveals in and of itself this was a planned event, long before the virus started. And no, the Pentagon, by and large, are not on our side. Yet according to several doctors and leading medical experts, these test kits don't even work. They're flawed. With one report stating it gives an 80% false positive reading. Media won't tell you that. Reports of ibuprofen enhancing the virus. Whilst it would not surprise me, as I've warned of the dangers of taking ibuprofen in several shows, as it strips the whole lining of your stomach away. It can cause lesions and stomach ruptures and also hernias. But it also destroys all the bacteria required in your stomach for a healthy immune system. But there is, to date, insufficient evidence to support that ibuprofen enhances the virus. But taking that is not good either way. All of this is a mainstream media creation of fear, fear and more fear. So the question is, why are they doing it? Pure and simple, they are creating a diversion, a distraction from the flow of information coming out prior to this false flag event. So now all people talk about is the virus. So what was before the false flag event that caused this massive psyop? Well, we had Epstein and Prince Andrew for a start. Has anyone asked, when is Epstein actually getting buried for his alleged death? It's near 7 months ago. No. The Prince Andrew story was quickly blunted with the fake split from the royals of Harry and Meghan Markle. All news based and deliberately engineered because too many people have a low attention span and follow the news like the Bible, and it's the gospel truth. It's not. They have lied to you since it started, starting with CBS back in 1923 issuing propaganda, which is really pro-pagan dar. These clowns are all pagans and their ritual sacrifice practices. The increase of reports of fake famous people being pedophiles had increased rapidly. The heavy exposure of it in the alt media was bleeding into the public stream, and that is a problem they couldn't control. Rest assured, the clowns will throw some of them under the bus and expose them to appease the public and seduce them into thinking the good guys are winning. Wrong thinking based on all the evidence we have. It is faction fighting operating under the illusion of good cop, bad cop program. They are both bad and both are heavily involved in it. The failed Russian collusion was erased almost instantaneously by the fake Ukrainian impeachment process, which Democrats knew would never fly in the Senate due to the Republican control of it, yet still attempted to bribe every senator with payouts of up to $10 million each to vote against Trump. The Russian event collusion was to cover up mainly Democrat crimes in Russia surrounding the Uranium One deal. The Ukrainian event was to cover up further crimes by leading Democrats of their children running illegal corporations surrounding energy deals out of the Ukraine. Biden, Pelosi and Kerry and the Mormon snake Romney. So we had two failed major political events, which all of the media raised to 24/7 coverage against Trump, which failed. And now the media and those they protect of crimes had a major problem of losing the narrative. So they needed another event. This virus provided it. Throw in the planned market crash so the clowns could siphon off all of the funds from it, then blame that on the virus, and you have the beginnings of understanding what is playing out here. All those funds they siphoned out of the stock market was taken back off them. Not accessible anymore. 1.8 trillion. 1.89 trillion. So the stock market's lost trillions stolen out of the back door, and those who stole it also lost the same trillions they had stolen also. Why? Because the trust now has full control of all the banks, except the ability to transfer funds to the people. Rest assured, that will not always be the case. There was a video this morning which kind of sparked this. The returning spectre of David Wilcock. Oh my. Check out the first 10 minutes of Wilcock's latest piece where he chokes on saying the arrest of the bad guys. Why? Because other bad guys are doing the arresting is why. And you will understand that better as the show progresses. So what are their motives for all of this? One, to control the narrative again. Two, to put people in fear. Three, to continue their war, not ours. Ours runs silently. Four, make out that they are the good guys coming to save you. Five, brush under the carpet all of the previous disclosures. Six, turn people into sheep. Seven, stop the clockwise flow of source energy that was moving forward rapidly and they can't sustain. fear and other lower vibrational frequencies claws back the flow in their favour. 8. Close down business and factories not controlled by them. 9. Close down businesses they wish to buy up and have more control. And 10. Eliminate millionaires and lower billionaires' wealth and harvest into their portfolios. That is the plan. So here is the intel numbered also. 1. There is no money for bailouts or stimulus checks. None. Kim will not be supplying funds to rogue entities, no matter who it is. Here is a quote from the rogue Treasury Department on Friday. Quote, do you think Kim will transfer the stimulus money without the 2% fee? Unquote. For those new, that 2% fee is for the We the People funds and projects. So what does that tell you? They don't want to give the people anything is what. No ifs or buts, and this is why Kim and the Trust hasn't yet delivered the funds, because the banks, clowns and governments do not want the people to have their funds. And people can blame Kim and I for not getting the funds out to the people, but there is your answer as to why. But it won't always be the case. 2. There is no positive military making moves on the elites. None. The US military is owned by the Rothschilds. 3. There is no plans for a universal basic income. The scenarios have been run and only 5% went to work, no matter which model was ran. With 5% going to work, society would collapse. That is the in-your-face happenstance. But what happens next? 4. What happens next should that universal basic income go ahead? They will use the fact that people are not going to work and roll out their robot army for military and business purposes. You don't have to pay robots, remember. Robots are a one-off cost with little maintenance, which coincidentally the people paid for and yet don't get benefits from. And they cost far less than keeping humans happy or sufficiently happy to not rebel. All your jobs are then replaced by robots. Once completed, they will have no use for humans because we're too costly and too troublesome. Then comes the deletion of humans and the transhumanism machine kicks in, which is exactly what they've wanted all along. And if we're not careful, we will give it to them for a few pieces of paper with numbers on. Think different. 5. $1,200 per adult. And many go, woo, fantastic, free money. Do you really not think for one second beyond the seducement of the new god on this planet, the dollar bill? Does anybody ask why it's called a dollar bill? Because you think you are getting money, when you are really getting a bill to pay for it. Six. The problem with this country is it's math deficient. Period. Nobody understands finance, least of all financial experts. $1,200. Wow. But you will pay for that many times over after that. It's loan sharking on a massive scale and all hidden because the people are too seduced and stupefied by those pieces of paper without considering the consequences of what unfolds next. 7. That stimulus plan is another bailout for the same people who have created the shortage of money and the sharing shortage, because they harvest it all. All live expensive and exuberant lifestyles at our expense. Have you forgotten the 2008 bailout already? That current stimulus plan is bailing them out again and getting us to pay for it. And hope you forget that you've got to pay for it by here have $1,200. Which is barely a 1 month's rent payment for most people. 8. They are trying to create a beyond Orwellian cashless society via cryptocurrency. And anyone selling cryptocurrency at this point are selling out humanity in the worst possible way. Listen to my Clowns in Panic show for further details on that. So how will they create a cashless society? You see, they will declare all paper money infected by the virus. Seen the picture yet? 9. $500 billion in that stimulus was for the Federal Reserve. Seriously. And how many actually saw that and stopped to think? No, because the seducement has been played and the question is, when is my $1,200 coming and I don't care about the rest? Just give me the money and bollocks to the consequences. The Federal Reserve is defunct. It has no license, it can't print money and put it into circulation. The Federal Reserve is owned by the trust. And we've given Trump several plans of how to deal with it, and yet we wait. And yet, QAnon people all over the alt media are celebrating the Fed has gone down. Seriously. How can it go down if the stimulus package is providing $500 billion? The Fed went down in 2012. Its license had expired. It doesn't exist, apart from the illusion of keeping it going, which sadly Trump's playing into in some way, whether naivety or whatever. This $500 billion is a potential restart of the Fed, orchestrated by Pelosi and her Democratic band of criminals, and Trump signed it. Well, let's not worry about that. Where's me $1,200? $10,000. Q, in support of BlackRock taking over the Fed, highlights one of two things. There are no other options. One, Q, like the American government, didn't listen and have no idea of the bigger picture and so end up doing the same mistakes as previous. Or two, Q and Trump are representatives of the Black Sun. There are no other options. 11. BlackRock is a color-coded program name, like Black Star, Black Dragon, Black Water, and Black Sun. And essentially, they are vultures picking over the remaining assets of the Rothschilds-based Federal Reserve and their banks. Brought in by the US Treasury, ran by Mnuchin. Clown. And an added note is the US Treasury, again, brought in a company to oversee the 2008 crash, which led to a bailout. That company was also BlackRock. History always repeats, you see. It always repeats. Hi all and welcome back. I see they're still playing. Obviously not liking too much of what we're saying. Funny though, isn't it? And indicative. You know, a lot of the things I say in certain shows, I would rather they be wrong. But evidence, to those of you who've been with me long enough, points differently. So having covered the mainstream media and their role, we're now going to turn to the alt media and their role in the distortion and misdirect of the people. So there's a lot of information flying around of mass deaths and mass arrests, 3 days of darkness, reported by Wilcox to start today, tomorrow, but more likely on Good Friday, which is April the 10th, I think. 3 days darkness on a Good Friday, oh my. All sounds very biblical to me, and if that's the case, you know who is running it. The Bible book itself, remember, speaks of viruses, plagues, famines, mass deaths, violence, raising the dead, and various other dark happenstances like incest and pederasty. But somehow I don't think your real God would have approved or had anything to do with those types of nefarious actions. Now, some people don't like our show for my stance on religion, and I do appreciate that. Why would they believe me over the church and a book they have invested so much time in? But I have provided volumes of my proof of why, of what I know is a dark-based program, and is not what we all thought it was. I've yet to see a shred of evidence of details, miracles, times, dates, who wrote it, name changes. And the key point is, Where is the proof that God sanctioned or wrote that book? There is none. God, Jesus, Allah, or Muhammad never wrote a single book, ever. There is a real God, or source as I call it, but was not in any way part of the so-called holy book or scriptures so many follow. Yet so few critical think or analyse it. Because if they did with an open mind, large holes appear in the narrative portrayed. Now, recently we've heard of martial law, supposedly happening last week, that failed. But in essence, have the people not enforced their own martial law by staying indoors? And the quite frankly ridiculous social distancing policy. It just happens to be the same death we bury people. You think that is a coincidence given all of their numerology, like Geometra, which is a Hebrew Anunnaki numbers game tied to the Kabbalah and the Tree of Death? Symbols everywhere, which thankfully many of us now are working out. Social distancing is to stop the combining of the PSI fields, which has been ongoing and increasing rapidly over the past 6 to 8 months. So David Wilcock is back out and he is reporting mass arrests, 3 days of darkness, and on receiving stimulus checks, which all sounds very Nasara, doesn't it? And yet there's no evidence of Nasara being an inclusive American universal pay scheme and was only to do with a farmer's only compensation plan following the governments of the past blocking them producing crops and stealing their land. But David, unbeknownst to most outside of THI, Off Planet Radio and Circle of White Light, has been saying this same narrative, operating under the pseudonym of Art Aqua, on the Skolnick report back in 2002. And you all thought it started with Drake. I actually had a copy of that link on my computer and it mysteriously disappeared off it, the link and the articles. That in and of itself tells you the clowns were protecting that information from being revealed on a wider scale, does it not? Question 1. Why would the authorities remove links to Wilcock's past? David then brought on his show back in 2011 of a guy speaking of the very same things that he was back in 2002. The military are taking over, mass arrests, all the bad guys are going, with the added bonus that became a meme of 2 weeks. Which is also an MK Ultra style mind control program and part of the moon cult cycle terms as well. That guy was Drake. And many of us listening to this now all came from that interview. Certainly Cosmic Voice did, and a lot of Cosmic Voice came to THI. But 2 weeks came and went on a regular basis. Not quite as regular as the RV, that Drake was initially pushing and nothing happened, and here we are again with the same two pushing a script with the exact same narrative again. Is it a coincidence they wheeled out Shane the Rooner to discredit me and Kim, bearing in mind he is a Rothschild and also a member of the Anu Marduk family line? No, it's not. Shane, remember, had his first jaunt into the alt-media circus and was working in secret with David Wilcock under the pseudonym of Harry. Harry was giving Wilcock information and Wilcock was publishing it. But then along came another guy with a better tale, and Harry, who is Shane, got pushed out. Just before the big money contracts were being offered to Wilcock, Good and several other so-called UFO researchers, some of which ended up on the Ancient Aliens series. Question 2. Why would the 100% controlled media inform us of who they have worked with and disclose certain things? And what does that say about those who appeared on that show? In came Corey Good, who according to Shane is a member of the Children of the Black Sun organisation, who was witnessed on the Project Avalon site. Project Avalon and Camelot are both the names of CIA projects, and so is Angel Danger as well. Make of that what you will. Good stated on Project Avalon that he and his wife are going to write a fiction story to get Wilcock's attention and get in with him, and that he did. The tale of blue aliens, which do not exist in this or any other universe we have come across, but Wilcock, despite Shane telling him it was fake, ran with the story and Shane got pushed out. There is no blue avians. Although if you separate the two words, it can and could make more sense. The avians are not blue, but the colour code program is. Now for those new, the clowns operate under a colour coded program. Black Dragon, Black Rock, Black Eagle, which is the Nazis, and for those new, Nazi is not German, it is National Zionism in short form, N-A-Z-I. And also note that Hitler was a brown eagle, not black, and so was not part of that program. Black Stone and Black Sun. But blue is the colour program largely connected to the ETs or aliens. You also have the green program, largely to do with mind control and human experimentation done by the Black Eagle, Nazis and others. And Canada's infamous Dr. Green, not real name, which is the Mengele, Joseph Mengele program. Mind control and heinous human experimentation. Laura Leon, out of the alt media, according to Shane and some others, is the daughter of Dr. Green. So you will see how it all begins to interconnect. So back to the Blue Program, Project Blue Book, Project Blue Beam, and the fake alien invasion. And for those of you who are listening, we have plans for that. That will fail. The Blue Brethren group, all connected to the program of largely discrediting the ET narrative. For those of you who locate that group online, Blue Brethren, you'll see a lot of familiar names in that club that are in the alt media. Blue Dragon, whose head was Hillary Clinton. Was she not speaking of disclosure along with John Podesta? In fact, Podesta actually went on the Ancient Alien show. And so the Blue Avians was born under the blue colour coded program. So having determined what is blue, what are the avians? Avians are the Nibiruan Anunnaki group from the Pleiades, whose best entity is known as Thoth. And for those of you familiar with my show, we're back to Egypt again. And for background information, there are five groups that come under the banner of the Anunnaki, Avians and Draco being just two. So with Shane out of the way, Wilcock and Good organised for themselves large contracts with Gaia TV. Big payouts, I was informed. Whilst Corey Good was collecting $300 to $500 per day in donations off of the followers. Gaia TV are ran by the Covens. The Covens were the third layer down of the former control structure. All are dark magicians in league with the djinns and the witches. Light or dark, it makes no difference. David Wilcock was told by several before he signed that contract with Gaia TV of who they are, and still sold out his listeners and humanity by dancing with the dark for his own personal gain. He knew it and still went ahead. Until the factions started to break up and David and Corey got pushed out of Gaia TV. And both of them can spin it all they like, but those are the facts. Both have refused the olive branch given to them by Randy Morgans and I back in the 2017-18 time. We knew they would refuse, and they did. Question 3. Was Shane pushed out because he was a Rothschild, and Wilcock, Good and Drake are members of the Black Sun? What is the evidence of Black Sun connections? Well, we're back to Drake again. Drake put out another of his now infamous intel portions replete with dates. And he said that on the 16th of March, America will, local events will be cancelled due to the virus, which is correct, it already started. On the 23rd of March, America will go into quarantine for 3 weeks and will then, quote, go into martial law, unquote. The 30th of March, which is today, America will return to the gold standard. Has it happened? No. On the 12th of April, the first arrest will be made by Q, and more will follow. On the 20th of July, full alien disclosure. It's all very 2011 again, is it not? But one of those predictions is martial law being imposed. The only two entities pushing for martial law on this planet, which is not for the benefit of we the people, are the Rothschilds and the Black Sun groups. That's it. Nobody else is pushing for martial law except them two. Their recent attempt at martial law was stopped, as the highest security clearance on the planet then becomes the commander of those type of operations, and that is Kim Goguen, the guardian and trustee of the global assets. And so they both back down. Then 5 days after that, back down, on March 21st, the military generals globally all declared secret martial law. Again, for those new, all generals globally are all working together as part of the rogue elements, whether they are American, Russian, or Chinese. They're all in it together. They're all involved in the fake RV scam, which if you are still waiting for it, I can guarantee you, you will never get paid out. Ever. As evidence to support that, the former trustee before Kim told Kim and the real Putin back in 2009 it was a fake program to keep them occupied. Furthermore, the Rothschilds clan called Kim in November for funding, in essence, to fight the bad guys, the Black Sun. Reality is they are both the bad guys where we, the people, are concerned. But the Rothschilds told Kim the RV is a carrot for jackasses. Their words, not mine or Kim's. We already knew. The RV was a financial impossibility. It requires assets of 3 to 4 planets, not one, to pull it off. It requires a down payment of $4.2 quadrillion, which is 15 zeros. And they don't have any quadrillions, never mind 4. In fact, the Rothschilds clan alone owe the trust over $2 quadrillion, as do the Black Sun groups, all stolen under the previous trustee named Marduk. So the very fact that Drake, under the banner of White Hats, is stating the plan of martial law puts him in with the Rothschilds clan or the Black Sun. There are no white hats. Sorry, there just isn't. But given Drake is a member of the OTO, a Crowley disciple and a member of the Hermetic Golden Dawn, renders him as operating under the banner of the Order of the Black Sun. Drake, Wilcock, Keenan, Good, Anna von Reitz, Robert David Steele, and later Benjamin Fulford are all one tag team operating not for the people, but for the old order continuation of control game. But as the factions split, Drake got left out to dry. I know for a fact he's not had any intel connections since late 2013. I spoke to many of them. All of them would no longer engage him, including Wilcock. Wilcock was invited on Cosmic Voice several times and never even responded once. The majority of intel in that show from late 2014 onwards came from me. And from 16 onwards, the intel was from Kim and myself. But the real split of that group stems from the show I did in November 2015. And this is what's really playing out now. And the November 8th show, which we've deemed the Factions show. It exposed who was working for who, including Keenan and Drake. They got spooked. And that show was a culmination of private knowledge I had in late 2013, but kept quiet. And all along, I was hoping amongst hope that Drake was not involved, but evidence showed otherwise. Hi all and welcome back. The recent show we did, Clowns in Panic, appears to have been posted in several outlets and is going viral, which it needs to do. Because we can stop all this. You may think you can't, you're not thinking right, because we've already stopped so much. Remember, by 2012, we were all dead. For those of you new, go and listen to The Future of Humanity. Now, the feedback of the Clowns in Panic has largely been good. And some will complain, and some are thinking that there's something wrong with me as I'm not putting out positive reports. And that is fine. But you can go to several other channels and hear BS-based positivity if that's what you're requesting. This show deals in reality, not woo-woo, all love and light, and throw in the latest saviour programme. We've had that all our lives. It hasn't worked. And this show and host will not be repeating that ever. Some didn't like the fact that in the last show I said that only Kim and I are fighting for humanity. And you know what? I wish I was 100% wrong on that statement. We both wish that I'm 100% wrong on that statement. Now, some predictably will see that as I am elevating us above others. And you will always get that based on the comparative and competitive mindsets. And it's wrong thinking. And actually, if you stepped away from your program thinking, that statement is one of the most positive news pieces ever. Forget about me and Kim. It's one of the most positive news pieces ever. But it gets lost in the comparative and competitive mindsets that we've all bought into for most of our lives. Personal insecurities, envy all creep in, and questions of why them and not me rears its ugly head. For thousands of years, we had no humans anywhere near the top of the system or the game. Not even close. We had no true Galactic Council representatives either. None. Now we do. Which is actually an historic event for humans. But the very humans we're representing or fighting for are dissing it or making disparaging remarks. Why is that? For the first time in 16,500 years, humans have a player at the top end of the game. And I mean the top end of the game. No, not deep state level, bloodline families and elites. All of them are all puppets in a game so big, hardly any of them grasp or understand it. And all of them are in the bottom 25% of the former structure. All of them. The top three layers, way above those just mentioned, are decimated or gone. The former Illuminati broke up into five factions. The Rothschilds and the Black Sun were in all five, so they win regardless. Those five factions are now down to two, and they are fighting each other for control. But they have a massive problem, because they are no longer in control of the assets. They have no assets. It was all, and I mean all, pledged to the trust, which is now operated by Kim and the team. So whilst those two clowns fight it out, in comes the third faction. Certainly after the 2016 peace treaty. And the only one fighting for humanity. The Trust, Kim and I are fighting them both. At levels way beyond deep state, rogue politicians, Bilderberg, Club of Rome, families groups. Like I said, all of them were in the bottom 25% of the control structure. There is a pyramid of control as posted on the internet that contains all the lower 25%. Reality, there was 9 to 13 pyramids of control above them. Like I said, was. So for the first time ever, we the people have a say and control of this planet. And yet the alt media ignores it at best, or sends criminals and trolls to discredit us. When all on this planet should actually be supporting us. In particular, the alt media. And yet the evidence is to the contrary. And this also proves how corrupt the alt media is. So that is a massive positive event and a positive aspect of our show. And yet people complain at that. And people wonder why humans never advance beyond child level on a galactic scale. Fact. And the harsh truth. Neither Kim or I are special. Each and every one of you had the same opportunity to step into these roles. But too few heard the call, even fewer had the knowledge, and fewer still had the integrity, patience, and sheer will power to keep going with little to no support, aligned with a plethora of BS written and said about us. The physical threats and attacks, the non-physical threats and attacks, agency-based threats and attacks, the ruination of our lifestyle, family, love partners, friends, businesses and homes. That has happened to both Kim and I. All of it. And yet, we receive little to no support from outside of THI on the Circle of White Light show. And the question people have to ask is, why have we been targeted so much, even interfering with this very show, if we are not operating as we say? So what is the difference? Well, the Blue Avians, Pleiadians, White Hats, Trump, Q potentially, SSP, the Alliance, we're all coming to save you. All of that is BS on another saviour programme. The difference is we are telling you the truth of you have to save you. And sadly, many don't want that responsibility. Too many are comfortable with the nanny state of the government will fix it. If only you realised the government are the bottom 1% of the former control structure. All of them. And we're not there to appease the public, just control it. Our plan is about us all doing the work. It's that simple. But whether you like that plan or not, I can guarantee if you don't save you this time, you will no longer exist. Fact. Don't believe me? Then fine, by me. Carry on waiting for your gods and ET space brothers and sisters to arrive and save you. Because I or Kim will not be partaking in that, and neither will they either. It bothers me at times of the thinking of people who say they're awake. The greatest threat we currently face is the lack of knowledge the vast majority of people have, including presidents and prime ministers. All have been fed a diet of fiction, complete rubbish, history distortion all of their lives. Very few understand or know there's a bigger picture here. Very few understand there was a much higher control structure than the rest knew or understood. And with that background, the rest will make a plethora of mistakes, including most of the alt media, as too few really know what's going on. And the evidence of the past week includes Q as well. And that is not said to elevate THI or Kim and the Trust. It is a proven and provable fact. You in THI have been given more knowledge than anywhere else on this planet of the bigger picture and also the hidden hand. Is that not a positive? I think many of you are all realising that now, particularly the listeners who have been with me from day one and Cosmic Voice. Those new will struggle to catch up and keep up, as they've been fed a diet of BS like the RV, Bitcoin, PPPs, ET packages, Nesara, Jessara, collateral accounts, OPPT, birth certificate payouts, the SSP, the Alliance, the Event, Blue Avians, Pleiadians, and many more. All of them are fake, and all of them are programs run on the people. And none of them are valid. And I'm sorry to inform you that, but it is fact. The evidence of which is contained in the over 20 special shows we have done in the Must Listen To section of our thinkdifference.thepeoplesclub.org site. To those new, you must listen to them in order to really get a grasp and understanding of what is playing out here and now. It's a factions game. Those of you on lockdown, give yourselves a chance to get an understanding and listen to that section in its entirety. It lays it all out on a plethora of subjects. If you don't have time to listen, the written transcripts are available on my Patreon for a small contribution at patreon.com/TommyW. A few questions I'm going to answer now before summing up. What is stopping Kim from her mission and when she has the purse strings of the planet? Well, yes, she does, but you have to have a way of transferring it from point A to point B. That is the only thing that we've took part in that hasn't worked yet. But like I said, one day we will get around that and we won't need them at all. Are the Rothschilds still in control? Not really. Evidence of that is the Fed. Been taken over by the Black Sun. You see, the alt media, because it's naive and that lack of knowledge I've just spoken about, seem to think all the banks going down and the Federal Reserve is great. Well, technically it is. But everyone doesn't ask the question, and what happens next? If you're going to replace it with another clown, then nothing's changed. Look at the changes in the CIA. Has it changed? Different clown. Let's put this one in. Haspel. Has it changed? No. It only changes when you put something better or completely different in, and it's operated in the right way. And eventually, once we get over that last hurdle, because we already have control of the banks and its systems and the accounts, those banks and the Federal Reserve are going to really change. Because they're all going to be owned by we the people, not clowns. Kim said Earth Alliance is not Earth Alliance, but it is the Alliance. Can you tell us who the Alliance is? Well, it's part of the SSP, who had operators in both camps, Rothschilds and Black Sun. You have to understand the faction show and where it came from. which is the Illuminati. And the faction's breaking up, and like I said, the Rothschilds were in every faction, and elements of the Black Sun also. So they always win. So they think, or so they thought. And whether alt-media personalities who are pushing this alliance, or any of the other BS, are rogue or not, the point is their own naivety of not finding out who that group belongs to makes them complicit. Where are we next? Will another wave of virus-induced stay-at-home policy be used to manipulate the election as voting stations can be labelled as gathering places and figures from online voting could be easily manipulated? I would say at this point, the way things are playing out, I'm not entirely sure there's going to be an election this year. But from which would probably suit Trump. But then Trump, unless he listens, is going to lose any election that takes place anyway. Because, why? Because the stimulus checks will not arrive. The bailouts will not arrive. We will lose over half of our businesses and millions of jobs. Do you think a standing president is going to survive an election with that record? Because I don't. He has a chance to be hero or Nero. Hope he chooses wisely. Any update on when, if banks will shut down and for how long? We're hearing various things of early April. Everything seems to be early April from all sides. The thing we heard, and bear in mind our information is at the highest level. I don't say that to be comparative, it's just a fact. We can collect all their information and then collect the real. Because of the security clearance. The gist was that the clowns are planning to shut down the banks so they can change the front system of the banking, which they don't control. And likely put it back to some of the Babylon or Hercules or Prometheus systems from decades ago. In the hope that they can get control of the banks back. And the date we were given is it was going to last for 5 weeks and end early May. But we are still working on correcting that. And maybe, no, well, not maybe, we have plans for that as well. Will there be more dominoes coming out of that? Well, the dominoes going down is the Black Sun gaining ground on the Rothschilds and their banks. Remember, the Rothschilds banks were in all but 7 countries. The usual axis of evil, as it was called. Well, like Iran. Well, Iran, if you looked at Iran's bank, it's a black cube. Because it's black sun. So the black sun are trying to take over all the Rothschilds' banks, including the Federal Reserve. So it's a control game. What do you think of Q? Is it a major distraction or could it be real? It can be real and it can be a major distraction. The key is, I've said this before, Q has been largely beneficial because it's encouraged people to research for themselves. If that research is faction based, you're only going to go so far, aren't you? If. And I mean if. But what if Q doesn't have the knowledge that we do? Most people will think that's ridiculous. And I get that. You go listening to all our 20 must listen shows and tell me that we don't know what's going on. So, of course, with the clowns in panic and the InQtel that came out of Langley will have raised questions in and of itself. The fact that they're supporting BlackRock, which is the Black Sun, raises more serious questions. Is it naivety? Or are they the Black Sun? Time will tell. Many QAnons are waiting for 10 days of darkness starting April 10th. Yes, we've heard that as well, outside of the alt media. And no, it's not for our benefit either. Neither the 3 or the 10 days. It seems to coincide with the plan for shutting down the banks. Yes, it will. It could also shut off the internet and phones, so they control the frequency waves to operate that system, the old system again. If full martial law was brought in, would that mean Kim in charge? Yes, it would. Then why doesn't she deploy the army anyway and seize control by force? Well, the army are paid by others. We can't afford to pay the army. Otherwise, maybe we would, as an option. You know, the military is controlled by the Rothschilds. And it has been for hundreds of years. And the generals, you know, I'm sure the lower end army people would all fight for their country if they found out that their generals were all rogue. But it's getting that information across in an environment where the military are brain trained to not think and only follow orders. But the problem with the question is, do you think the army would work for free? How many people would fight for humanity for nothing? How many people are? And until we get the 2% out of the trust to build our own, then we're always going to be stifled in what we can do on the ground. But that doesn't mean to say that we're not capable of hurting them badly because we have several times. And this is why this war's going on now in the public for the first time. I want to know how you and Kim are holding up. We're doing fine. Kim's doing well. It's frustrating. You know, we want to push on and get beyond the funding, because the funding's only a small part of what we do. And in overview, it's kind of an irrelevant part, given the bigger picture. But it's important that we can get people moving in a clockwise, energy-based motion. And doing the projects and being involved in the People's Club will do that. But it's a teaching program, not a money-based program. It's a teaching program of how to be, how to act, how to operate. Because everything else has failed. There's no question now, you can all see it. Not a single level of society is working. It's all failed. It's breaking down. It's collapsing all around you. So when something falls, you have to replace it with something else. If we replace it with them, we're going to get the same. So we replace it with us. We the people. And it's up to us all to step up in whatever way, shape or form and support the people who are trying to fight for you. And that doesn't include arguing with each other on social media either. And yes, we are aware there's an element of trolls and clowns trying to disrupt the group, create doubts in people, and some people have fell for it. They'll all have to come back eventually. Even the bitter ones. So, summing up, all the disclosure that's going on now of the bad guys by several alt media outlets and the mainstream media, this is an ongoing war between two bad guys. Not one bad guy and one saviour, Mr. Wilcock. And like I said earlier, the very fact that you choked when saying arresting the bad guys was indicative. Mentioning the mafia. Trump the father, oh dear, has so many negative connotations that when linked to the Anu family line. We had a saviour here 16,500 years ago. It didn't work out too well for us. Both of these are the bad guys from the we the people perspective. And this is what is currently playing out in the alt media. It's faction fighting. It's not for the benefit of we the people. But it will reveal an awful lot of disclosure for the alt media. But please don't for one second think these presenters are operating for and by the people. They're not. They're all faction-based shows. By all means, take their nuggets of truth where you can. They can bring as much. But please do not make the mistake of thinking they are operating for us. They're just not. They are fighting for their paymasters who wish to keep us under control. Wilcox clearly under control. If you look at the first 10 minutes, he's practically shitting himself. Celebrate the fact that we do have help. That we are a player in the game. We're all still alive. And more importantly, despite what the naysayers, doom mongers and clowns state, We are winning, and we're winning heavily. But that doesn't mean to say it's not ugly in the now or the near future. It will be ugly. But the global panic you see now is the public evidence of what has largely played out behind the scenes for many years now. And the bulk of that hidden behind the scenes over time has been revealed and proven out of this very show. And like I said, for those new, go and check out the must listen to shows in order. It reveals everything. It exposes everything and will give you far more clarity than you had when you joined this group. Many will ask, how can we the people win against the Rothschilds and the Black Sun and their control? My reply is, we're already winning. We're already winning. All these people worked together once, and now they infight and fight each other. Why? Because of the pressure we've put on them. We have a vast arsenal of ideas and plans that will only be revealed when certain missions or plans are fulfilled. This is a war, and we will not reveal our plans or how we do it. And we need the people to understand that more when they're asking questions. Stay calm. Very important. All around you won't. You have to stay calm. Keep grounded. Don't let their fear get to you. Keep shielded at all times. Use the 45-55 balance we've taught with the show. And don't let these psychopaths put you in fear. Their story and narrative is all BS. All of it. Remember, the virus is them. And what is playing out now, whilst it may look ugly and it may feel ugly, is actually a win. Because this is a desperation act on their behalf as a last resort effort to stay in control. And like all their previous efforts and attempts in the past 8 years, that will fail as well. I will end this show with something I used to start with, and it's important you all adhere to it. If you lead life in love and care, you will prevail. If you lead life in fear and anger, you will fail. Feel free for you to be the person you wish to be, not the person who conforms to what others want them to be. Hello, social distancing. Stick it up your ass. Do the conga. You are a multi-dimensional being operating simultaneously on many levels. Many of you now are operating on several. I've met you. You are not here to conform. You are not here to be stifled, and you are not here to be enslaved. You are not here to be abused or to compete with your friends, family, or neighbours. You are here to be the best you can be, and do so as a crown of creation. Now go out with the confidence of who and what you are, and excel in yourself, and in doing so, inspire others. This has been the Truth, Honour and Integrity Update. My name's Thomas Williams. Bye for now.